the little brochure. Didn't need another one. Okay. Did you get one?
Can you give them out for you?
Oh, I appreciate it. Wow. And James and I were trying to figure out about how long it's been since we were here, and best we can determine it's been about 18 years. That's a long time for me, anyway. A lot of water's gone under the bridge, as we say, and I know in our life, and I know in your life, and I'm just so thankful that you're here. And that you're still worshiping God and trying to do His will. And all of us, of course, trying to make it to heaven and bring as many people as we can. Many of you know I was a pharmacist. I worked in the hospital here and then in a retail store here. I've made my living as a pharmacist for over 40 years and had my own businesses, worked for chains, did different things. But always loved to preach. After I kind of semi-retired the last 2.5 years until recently, I preached full-time at Emboden Church of Christ. Some of you may know where Emboden is. And a little congregation, had about 70 or so there. I guess, how many do y'all have? About 40 or so. And you know, the numbers isn't what counts. These small congregations, a lot of us like smaller congregations. You know, we get to know each other better, we get closer and that type of thing. I've stepped down to do this program that I want to talk about today. It's while I had started preaching at Emboden, this was in the back of my mind. It's been in the back of my mind for years to do something like this. And so finally worked on it a little bit and used the brethren at Emboden as guinea pigs. You know, and they were gracious enough to, as we were developing this, to try it and make comments, well, we need to do this, need to do that type thing. And so we made changes a little bit there for about a year. I guess we started, it's been about a year. Well, it'll be about a year in February that we actually started putting out these Bible lessons. You might say, why do we need something else like this? You know, as we study the Bible, knowledge is so important, isn't it, in our life, in our day-to-day living, but also as Christians. We are to learn and to grow in our knowledge as Christians. And in the days before the fall of the Northern Kingdom, we read about in Scripture, Hosea, a famous passage that we're all familiar with, I'm sure, but heard many times, where Hosea said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." So one of the reasons that is given there, we might say the primary reason probably, was why the children of Israel there in the Northern Kingdom went into captivity is because of a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a less familiar passage is found in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 13. And I really didn't know this till, and that shows my ignorance and my need to learn, but this same reason was given for the fall of the southern kingdom. Notice what Isaiah said in chapter 5, verse 13. He said, "My people are gone into captivity for lack of knowledge." You know, the entire Christian system is a taught religion. We're not born knowing all about, we really don't know anything, do we? We don't know about love. We don't know certainly about the Bible. We don't know about God. You know, the psychologists say that we it seems as if we're kind of hardwired to where we seem to ask questions early in life, like, why am I here? what's it all about. But we don't know, and so we begin to learn. And just general life teaches us a lot, doesn't it? Just living life teaches us about maybe how to deal with people a little bit. You know, you treat them good. Most of the time they'll treat you good back. And so we learn a little bit that way, but really we don't really learn the big picture, what life is all about, until we really learn about the Bible and about God and those type of things. Learning, knowing. You know, even Jesus, when he was crucified, what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Didn't know. We live in a culture today that's lacking knowledge. I think everybody agrees with that. As we look at our world and we listen to the things on television and on in our community, we learn that people really are so ignorant about what is going on in this life, what life is all about. In John 6:45, says, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. It's Jesus talking. So people have to learn. They have to be taught before they will come to Jesus. So here's some things I found in preparing, actually last night, for this, Apologetics Press. Some of you may know those people who put out a lot of material about the existence of God and that type of thing. But they quoted a survey, some of the surveys that they've done on United States citizens, and that had asked the following questions, just to give you an idea of how ignorant some of us are. And anyway, it says 6 out of 10 could not say who gave the Sermon on the Mount. 6 out of 10, over half, couldn't tell you that. 50% could not name the first 4 books of the New Testament, the Gospels. They couldn't name them. Number 3, fewer than half could name the first book of the Bible. Fewer than half didn't know it was Genesis. And then kind of an odd one says 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 thought the Bible said God helps those who help themselves. Of course, you'd have to ask, well, what verse is that in? You know, well, it's not in there. Number 5, 12% thought that Joan of Arc was Noah's wife. A lot of teaching to do. And that's what Christianity is all about, you know. That's what a lot of what the Great Commission is. Go into all the world, preach or teach the gospel to every creature. It's a taught religion. It isn't something that people are going to just pick up naturally. Looking at the trees or whatever, and certainly not from the world. That burden's on us as Christians to teach others. Well, when we look at 7.5 billion people in the world, how in the world are we going to accomplish what Jesus has told us to do? I believe that Jesus, God has given us a tool. And it's like a lot of tools. It can be used for bad. It can be used for good. But this tool can reach people far and wide. The masses, if you will. Anybody know what I'm thinking about? The internet. A lot of bad on the internet. And we know that it's abused. And you know, people with their iPhones, I mean, they run into you or either with their car or while they're walking, looking on their iPhones. We're really too attached to them. There's no doubt about that. And psychologists tell us that you know, we need to set those down and not be on them all the time. But nevertheless, that's where the people are. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down. I know my son-in-law was doing mission work in India a few years ago, and he was on what we'd call a cow path. You know, I mean, it was out in the middle of nowhere in India. And here comes a guy on his phone walking down the path. You know, I mean, it's amazing he has service out there, but still, it seems like that, you know, here in America, it's pretty well saturated, but in the third world countries, it's even going there. And people that have dirt, you know, floors and just a hut, not only, of course, they have TVs. A lot of times you'll see a TV in those dirt floor huts, but they'll oftentimes have a cell phone. This is our tool, or could be, to reach 7.5 billion people that are searching for truth. Why am I here? What's life all about? And we know that our brethren are using this tool. I mean, you get on the internet and you look up Churches of Christ, and so many, I don't know about here, but so many are putting their sermons online. They're recording them. For those not only that are shut in the community, but also for those who may be searching on the internet and come across those sermons. There's so many programs that are out there to help us accomplish this goal. I think about, too, when we think about knowledge and all. When I was a kid, I guess, young kid, I remember it being said during that time. Of course, you'd have gospel meeting and 10 people would be baptized, you know. Or of course, some gospel meetings would go for 2 weeks or whatever. People were really interested in God's Word. At that time, I've heard it said, and I've heard it said since, but that we were the fastest growing religious body in America, Churches of Christ. Wow. We can't even imagine that today, can we? It's changed so much. But another thing I think that goes along with that is that we were known for being Bible-toting, Bible-quoting people. We knew the book. We knew the Word of God. And we were interested in what the book says, not what the opinion of somebody is.
Amen.
And that's the way, of course, we need to point to today. It's not about the speaker. It's not about the preacher. We know that. We need to get, you know, behind the cross, as they say, and preach Jesus. We want people to see the message of the cross. And it's no different than today. We start with ourselves. How much am I studying? It doesn't matter how old you are. How much am I studying and reading and really trying to learn God's Word? That's what it's all about. From the beginning to the end of our life, we never stop learning and growing. Have you ever thought about why God put me in this physical body? You know, I believe we're primarily a spiritual being. But we've been put into a physical body. How can I say that I'm primarily spiritual? You think about it. We live maybe 70, 80, 90 years old. If we're real lucky, maybe 100. But that's nothing compared to eternity. We're going to live for all eternity. And this period of time that God has given me and put me in this physical realm is so short. What's he doing? Why am I here? What's the purpose? You know, he could have just zapped me with knowledge when I was a spirit and bypassed all the physical theater, if you will. But no, God wants the spirits evidently that choose to love him.
Amen. Yeah.
They want spirits that learn to love him and prove a certain degree of love. Well, I could talk a long time about that. My primary purpose in life is Matthew 22:36-40. I learned from Jesus, who said, number one, all the law and the prophets hang on this. What's number one? Remember? Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And Luke adds, with all your strength. That's number one. Nothing else in this life can come between me and God. I've got to learn that. Now, you don't wake up having that kind of love. But you learn through all the adversities, all the trials. Even the temptations are designed for us to grow and learn God's number one. And that's beautiful. And then on the end, Revelation 21:22, we learn that it is those who have overcome, those who have learned, that get to, as it says in 22, I believe, about verse 4, to see His face, God's face. You know, not everybody's going to get to see God's face. The sinners won't get to see God's face. I want to see the one that sent His Son to die for me.
Amen.
What love. The sinners will never be in the presence. But the righteous will. In fact, what does it say? Blessed are the pure in heart. Jesus said, for they shall see God. Those that love with all their heart, all their soul, see the purity. Number one is God. Well, I got off, as I usually do. James saying, you got off, you're not going to have enough time. So let's get back to what we're trying to do with this program. With Christian E-Learn, as it was, it's really designed to teach and to try to learn. With our busy society, one of the things that you'll notice on the front there, it's very short. Why is that? Because people are so busy. It's amazing with all the conveniences we have, we're so busy. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to do that. I think it's because we're trying to do everything. And we have to set priorities. You know that. We've lived long enough to know that. But anyway, short, concise. It's been boiled down. I've asked other preachers to help me do some of these lessons. And I said, well, what we do is we create this video, first of all, that's 3 or 4 minutes long. And so I want you to preach on, you know, love or mercy or grace, or, you know, you got 3 or 4 minutes. Well, that's the hardest thing in the world for a preacher to do, right? To preach on a subject 3 or 4 minutes. I said, well, you know, that's just about the best shot you get for people out in the world, definitely, is just a few minutes. You know that. Well, tell me why y'all don't use instrumental music in service. You know, can you tell them that in 3 or 4 minutes? No. You can't really. They're not going to get it. And so this is boiled down. It's to hit the main points of a particular topic. And we do that at the beginning of the lesson with an animated video. Now, I create these videos. Got some software, computer software, where I make these videos. And what do I mean by animated? It just means it's a video where it's constantly moving to keep your attention. And the experts say, well, this is the best kind of video to keep. It's not just me up here, a video of me just what I'm doing now. But you're using different things to keep it moving and keep it keep people's attention. For instance, as I'm speaking, a verse might pop up. And then as the speaker is teaching, there'll be a hand all of a sudden that underlines a passage or circles a word or whatever. And so it's moving, it's using visuals aids to help teach and to keep people's attention. So you do that video, you watch that. Like I say, it's not over 4 minutes long. Most people we have found use their smartphones to do these lessons, by the way. Some of you don't get on the internet. Some of you don't have cell phone. I'm sorry, this is not for you. You'll have to learn God's Word the old-fashioned way. Just reading it out of the book. But after that, then, we do the video. There are a few questions. And these questions are graded. Usually they're multiple choice, as you see an example there on the front of your brochure. Just some simple question answer. You know, how many Bible classes do we have where we can pass out a test and see how whether people are getting it or not? And so this is a little unique, and since it I don't know, a person's name is not really on it. I don't look at who did what, although I guess I could. I don't really. There's too many people doing it now to where I can't go through and worry about what a person makes, whether they miss this one or miss that one. It's for your learning. Questions we've known for a long time, helps us learn. It engages our mind in a way to teach. And if you miss one, well, it tells you. Whoops, you missed that one. Here's one. And it'll then respond with a scripture or why you missed the question. And then you'll keep going. And there's just usually six or seven or eight little questions that you answer. Why? To embed the key points of what you're trying to get across in that short lesson. Like I said, we started it and actually opened it up to everybody after the congregation in Bowdoin did it for a while. We've got close to about 300 people signed up for it. And just getting started, we've got a couple of guys in Tanzania. It's even over in Africa. Don't know what's going to happen with it there. But that's what we're hoping, is that it will just spread and continue on. I've got families have told me they use it for a devotional. They'll get their phone or their iPad out or their computer, and the family will gather around, even their kids. They'll go through this together as a base for their home Bible study. I've got one guy that is a pipe welder in Alaska, and he uses it as a Bible class for all the guys in the camp. To start off the Bible study every Sunday. And so it's used in a lot of different ways, any way that you can. Let me ask. I've got till when? About another 5 or 10 minutes?
There. About 28
after 10:30. Okay, good deal.
Preach on.
So that's kind of what it is. It is sent to you every week, once a week, to your email or your cell phone number. Most people like the cell phone number, but I ask for both. And we have found through trial and error that really to have both say, well, why not just my email address? And we found that the percentage of people that actually do it and reminded to do it, if you have your cell phone number, it really helps. Because I send it to both, it reminds people. So many people do not communicate with their email anymore. They just use, the text. Everybody texts anymore. So I will text you to your smartphone when the Bible lesson comes out. Now, if you're interested, it's free. There's no obligation. You quit any time. Actually, on these places, you can unsubscribe. If you've seen those before on things that are sent to you, you can unsubscribe, and they won't send it to you anymore. On your brochure, if you're interested today, you can put in your name, cell number. Of course, the town I'll know, but and your email. Notice a lot of dots. I've been a pharmacist for 40 years and read doctor's writings, which some of the worst writing I think there is. But emails are so difficult because they can be anything, A doctor's writing, if I got the first letter of a word and maybe the last, you know, I could figure out what was in between, what he meant. But with an email, you can't. There's everything in the world out there as far as emails go. And so if you're filling this out, it really helps. If I miss it, if I don't put a period or an underline or whatever in your email, then it's not going to come to you. And so I plead with you to be as neat and precise as you can when you fill that out. There is, as you see on the bulletin, another part of this that I've just gotten through talking about, this once a week short Bible lesson that will come to you each week, and that's usually on Tuesdays. If you sign up today, your first lesson will come Tuesday afternoon. However, if you go to the website, christianelearn.com, and I invite you to do that, learn more about it, but there's also another section that is about, what's it called, Question of Life. And you see that on here as well. The once a week lessons are called 52 lessons, which is 52 lessons a year. It's amazing all the topics we've covered in the past year. And I point that out to elders. Can you imagine your whole congregation having seen the main points of all these lessons in just one year? So, you know, if you just do something regularly, make a good habit of something, it's amazing what you can do. Just like studying the Bible, reading it on your own, that type of thing. So the other part to this is the question of life. And what that is it's 8 lessons, if you get on there and look at it, that is specifically designed to bring someone to Christ who is, you know, not a Christian. And so I wanted to provide that for people in case they wanted to give this. It has ChristianElearn.com, Question of Life is the address that you would give someone to say do these Bibles. Very unique. It's on the same platform, short video, few questions, like so many other lessons we have at our disposal to. As a tool to bring others to Jesus. Any questions? I've been going as fast as I can.
We've had a web page up, right, for a number of years. We do all of our lessons and all of the sermons and all the gospel meetings and when you leave here in a little while, what you just taught us will be out there on the web.
Oh, good.
We talked about just a week or two ago in the eldest meeting how to take better advantage of the technology,
right,
such as Facebook and YouTube and things like that. How could this be utilized? We've been talking primarily what it can do for us, but how can we use it as an evangelistic tool,
okay,
in Stone County or
right
in the world? You see where I'm going?
Absolutely. Because this is so unique, I've not found any, even denominations are not doing this exactly. There's variations of different things, but no, and I got this, actually, I didn't tell the whole story, I got this from Walmart Pharmacy when I was having to go through so many training videos. I thought, why aren't we doing this in the church? Well, anyway, to answer your question, you can make little business cards that have, you could put on there unique Bible studies, short. You need to advertise that it's very short, it's unique, it's once a week, it's free, those keywords. And you can put that on a card. You could put it, for the first time, it'll be in our newspaper starting next week. We'll see how that does. We're kind of new in some of this area, and that's why I love for people to tell me what worked for them. But you could do it like in a business card, and if somebody, just anybody, you just say, you know, hand them this with this link ChristianElearn.com and tell them to go there and sign up, look at it, sign up. It's free, try it, you know, that type of thing. Now, that's locally. Now, as far as greater than that, Facebook, some have put it on Facebook.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and you know how big Facebook is. I mean, you know, we wish we had the followers that Trump has. You know, that'd be great.
That is possible, then.
Yes. You just, you know, this the links that are on here, there's the link for if you want them to go to just the, if you're wanting to promote just the ones that are for, just for non-Christians to teach the bringing the Christ. It talks about really the big picture of life while we're here. Or if you want them to, I thought I had some other, no, that's the only one. But anyway, you could go to the website and they can sign up there. The easiest way for a person to sign up really is online. The front of the page briefly describes it, has a big thing there that says enroll. And they click on that and then they can enroll right there. So, Facebook, Twitter, I'm not as familiar with some of these. I don't even get on Facebook. I just never did. My wife doesn't live. She just looks just to see the grandkids' pictures. That is an area I have very little knowledge about. So if you can come up with some things, that'd be wonderful. But that would be one way. Any other questions?
Isn't the question that I know Adam put on Facebook?
Yeah.
The link, and we got several.
We did.
At the very beginning.
Yeah. I've one person that are friends of ours at Emboden, she has thousands, I understand, of followers. She has a following because she teaches people how to garden and does videos and stuff. And but she was going to put this on that, but I haven't heard. You know, they were asking, "Are you ready for all the growth?" And I said, "Oh yeah, we're ready." we get excited, you know. We can handle it. So the more people that do that, the better. But it's like any tool, you know. Don't get discouraged. You can lead people sometimes to all these tools and they'll never drink. You know, like the horse, the water. But we have to try. We have to spread the seed.
We have to try.
And bring them because we know they're lost without Jesus. Anything else? Good questions. I appreciate it.
Did you do all the 4-minute lessons or with other preachers?
I do all the animation simply because I've not found anybody else that they're always asking me, how do you do that? And it's really not that hard. It's just a program called VideoScribe. But I do that. What I try to get preachers to do is to come up that have helped some. I've had two or three